Well, we're with Tom Greaves. First and foremost, congratulations.
Thank you.
First time this season that you weren't either on the team sheet or indeed playing. Just tell us your thoughts behind that.
I tweaked my hamstring a little bit on Friday night. I never planned on playing, to be honest, but that just gave me another reason to rest it, really. It's all right. Sam's had it checked over and stuff, so I should be fine for the weekend. But just as rest for me as much as anyone else.
Okay. Obviously, we'll talk about the game in a few moments. Sam Baird, obviously, another great performance from him this evening, but he's gone off.
Yeah.
Is that precautionary or does that
look... He's just got a stud down the back of his Achilles, so he's... yeah, just precautionary. Yeah.
So it's going to be precautionary, right?
Fingers crossed, yeah. It won't be anything serious.
Fantastic. You knew coming here tonight on a great surface for football. It's not like any other 3G that you normally play on. It's not got crumb on it. It doesn't bubble up or anything like that. You came up against a young team, as FC are, a high team that play attractive, good quality football. What was it like watching from the touchlines in a game like that? Because two teams really played attractive, good quality football.
Yeah, yeah. First half, especially, I thought we controlled the game well. Second half, I thought Hyde by far the better team. Saying that, we kept the shape well. We've defended well again, which is a positive to take out of it. Great to see Gilly getting off the mark and getting his goal there. There's been some good stuff. Kieran Glynn's had a good game there, especially first half. He kind of came out of the game second half a little bit. He won't get on the ball as much, but overall, happy with the result. Game of two halves, I think.
Well, you talk about Kieran because when we discussed Kieran's performance on Saturday on this show, and I think we spoke to yourself about it, we said maybe he was a little bit deep and he was doing things in his own third rather than in the final third tonight. It was a totally different kind of player.
Yeah,
the pace. And he just drove with the ball, didn't he? I mean, not as much as dropping the shoulder, this, that and the other. It was really... Was that something that you said go out there and do this evening, play a bit further up the pitch, you know, show your qualities?
Yep. For the midfield three behind Gilly tonight, we've told them to make sure you get forward. I found myself a little bit isolated on Saturday, and it's really important that you get bodies up there. I've never been a fan of one up front myself, so we have to keep them bodies in and around there, because if we come very defensive, Gilly gets isolated and it happens again, it comes very negative as a 4-5-1, and that's not what we wanted.
The other problem we've had in the past, a very right-footed team. The introduction of Hyman.
Yeah.
Hyman.
Hyman. Sorry. Got his name all through the evening and then get it completely wrong. He's on a month's loan. But again, he just came in. Has he trained with the team before today?
He trained a couple of weeks ago before Wizard. Recovering from his other injury. Then Wizard recovered, done well, kept his shirt. So we just thought we'd keep tabs on him. And obviously when he's gone down on Saturday, he was the first person that we were getting in contact with.
Yeah, good pace from him.
Yeah, decent player. Good on the ball.
And also 100% fit, so it's not a question of him, like, you know, having to be rested. He'd be ready raring to go.
He suits the left-back role, but he can also play the wing-back role as well. So he can adapt to that, no problem.
So you also... changed the formation a little bit tonight. You also changed a little bit of the personnel. Was that with a mind to Saturday's game and giving players an opportunity to show what they're made of here and make it more difficult for you to make that decision on Saturday who starts?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's always good to have good headaches. We've rested a few. Hughes has played a lot of games. Joe Senior, as a young lad, has played a lot of games. Colin McCarthy's played a lot of games. So, yeah, we needed to make a few changes. And it also gave the likes of Gilly. He's come in and he's trained hard. He's worked hard. And he's not really had a chance yet. That's the first chance he's had in front of goal, and he's put it away. So I'm really pleased with the lad. Good surface for Jamal to show his pace and his skill and what he's all about. Sam Tatum has slotted into the right-back role. Not his natural position. He wants to be a little bit further on, but did well, especially again first half. So, yeah, pleased with the lads. It's a good performance, a professional performance, and we've got the winning. Let's go and enjoy a final.
Well, of course, yeah. And we'll turn now to that Saturday game as Mr Darren Kelly goes past. Well done, Darren. Lucky, my friend. Great football to watch, though.
Top man.
They'll be there 4 hours. If we get Darren, we're here for another 4 hours. Well, that man, he just loves his football inside out. But yeah, it's great performance overall. It was, as you say, first half, FC United didn't necessarily dominate, but we were good in possession.
Yeah.
We held possession well and we get that great goal. It's a beautiful goal to watch.
Yeah, really great goal to watch.
And then the second half, it's more workmanlike. We have to make sure we get bodies behind the ball. They've come out, they play along the deck. And, you know, it's testament to the way the players have defended. I think, again, Sam Baird was quite magnificent. I talked to lads of 26-0 and they said, well, we didn't mention him in the first half. I said, well, neither did we. And he said, and we both agreed it's because he reads the game so well, he just does things simply, bang, bang, bang. And it was so good to see. But as you say, Saturday, we don't give too much away because obviously we know that a certain Mr. Gannon does listen to FC Radio quite a lot and picks the bones out of stuff. You got a training session on Thursday.
Yep.
A light training session after tonight, I would have thought.
Yeah. The lads who need to be doing a bit of hard work, we'll do a bit of hard work. The lads again that need a light session, we'll do that. But we're trying to get the right balance at the minute. Like we keep saying, we've got a small squad, so we need to wrap people in Cornwall a little bit. But the lads seem to be enjoying it. When they're not involved, they understand why they're not involved, and they come in and they've done a good job. Nice to get a win away from home, although it not be the league game.
No.
Hopefully that can change our mindset a little bit and realise that we can go away from home and
win games. Well, there's only us and MK franchise that are the two teams that have beaten Hyde here this season. So, right. You know, it's testament to the way we played.
Yeah, cool.
So, you know, any thoughts at this early stage with the Stockport game in mind? Is it one of those games where, you know, we have to have a win or we're going to approach the game in the way you've been approaching games at home and away over the last month or so?
Yeah, we're just going to keep approaching the games as we do. It'd be nice to get back to the Salfords and Harrogates kind of performances.
Is this the kind of game that can do that for us? Because it's over Stockport.
Yeah, definitely.
Big crowd, really up for it.
Yeah, these are the games that get the lads buzzing. If you don't get buzzing for a game like against Stockport with the crowd that was going to be, then you're in the wrong game, aren't you? So we'll prepare as we always do. Good to see some players coming back like Stevie Irwin. Again, like you said,
it gives me a headache.
We've missed him, to be honest. It just gives you that energy. He's good on the ball, and his work rate defensively as well is second to none. So he's been a big miss, but we just brought him off then in the last 10 minutes, so just to not overplay him.
Yeah. Well, we saw, I think, with Hughes, with Jonesy.
Yeah.
First half, I thought he was trying to produce a killer ball far too often.
Yeah.
Second half, he just sat in that midfield and just did everything simple and just nullified a few bits and bobs. Played a different game to what we normally see, so you've seen two sides of him.
Yeah.
I take it it's just really, it's games he needs, more games.
Yeah, of course.
Because
we
know the quality he possesses.
You kind of forget how young the team is. He is a young lad. Like you say, once he gets the ball on the deck and he does that simple thing right, it looks like he's played the game all his life, been in the game for years and years. And he has got them worldy balls in him. He just needs to do them in the right areas at the right time.
Because
when he does them, they look unbelievable. But if they get cut out, then it looks terrible, doesn't it? So he needs to just... He's obviously a young lad. He needs games as well. But he'll be a good player for us.
One final question, and then we'll let you get off and get yourself a hot Vimto.
have I got man of the match? Thought that was my best performance.
It's interesting because obviously, you know, you've watched it from the touchline. It's a semi-final of a cup competition. We've gone through to the final. Have you learned more again this evening by being on the touchline opposed to playing in the game and then coming off and watching the last 5 or 10 minutes? Are you learning? And is it as enjoyable as a player manager being on the bench and winning the game as being on the pitch and winning a game?
Yeah, 100% is, yeah.
Which is best?
Equal, both are great.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a great feeling. Yeah, it's good for me to be at the side. Obviously, I'm new to the job. I'm learning all the time, learning lots of Jack and Tom. It's nice to get on the sidelines. Like I said, I haven't pulled my hamstring, but I felt a little tweak in it on Friday night, so it was best to rest it. But I was gonna sit it out anyway because I think I need to be on the sidelines.
Well, with that, thanks very much as always.